This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the post, take the poll, read the posts. Always a pleasure. You know, I get these emails, I get these messages during the show. And I can always tell, based on the first line of the comment, who they're from. And if they start off with a negative line aimed at me, I know it's an Obamaite. And it's always what they never check this out. Seriously, go look at some of the comments. They never respond with substance when I hit a nerve. Ever. None of them have responded yet to a simple question that says, look, you're having heartburn that you think there's no proof, there's just rumor that Mr. Trump spoke about classified information at a meeting he had with the Russians at the White House. Just a rumor. You have no proof, and you want him impeached. You have proof that Mrs. Clinton passed off classified information to her assistant who sent it after it had already been through five or six unprotected servers, sent it to her husband's computer, who he used to show his private parts to girls all over the place, another unprotected server or computer, printed them up, had the maid pick them up from the printer and put them in another room. This is classified information. And you had nothing to say about that. This is why I call you hypocrites. You are the classic form, the classic sense of a hypocrite. You don't want the same standards. What I always say, you don't want the same standards. You don't want equality. You want control. You want to be the masters of everyone, even from within your own party. I hate when I do this to you guys, and I don't mean to do it on purpose, but you can look it up on your own. There was a gay fellow that was going to speak at a college, okay? And he had become, a free speech advocate. He had just become a conservative in his mind, or as far as he said. So he was out there, and he wanted to speak to the schools and speak to other organizations. Well, those big tent, left-leaning lovers of democracy, lovers of the Constitution, booed him. Yeah, wouldn't let him speak, okay, called him all kinds of names, and talked about how bad he was, how dumb he was, and what happens? He said he couldn't believe the love he found on the right, how accepting we are, and how even when we didn't agree with him, we were civil with him, how we still allowed him to speak when we didn't agree with him. But the left perceives themselves as more tolerant. Backwards, say, right? Or they just don't have an understanding of the English language. Maybe that's it. Seriously. So this is very confusing because we don't know. Again, I've said it a million times. 10 years ago, if you were called a bigot, 12, 15 years ago, a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, you would have to stop and wonder what you were doing that made people believe that about you. Now, it's like a badge. If somebody on the left calls you a racist, bigot, a homophobe, you just need to smile. Because you don't really know what dictionary they're using. Are they using the Democrat dictionary? Are they using the dictionary from the progressive left? Or the progressive socialist dictionary? Or maybe it's the socialist Democrat Party of the United States. I don't know whose dictionary they're using. But it doesn't have the same meaning as it used to have. And it shouldn't. Because they change the meanings. They change the rules as we go. And it's all wrong. Shouldn't be done that way. It's not right. If we're going to play, you know, told this story a million times. You remember that during the Jim Crow era, the reason that they didn't want you to teach blacks to read, the reason they didn't want you to educate black people, because they knew that by educating them, they would find a way out. They would be able to work their way out. They would be able to change things. And they didn't want them educated. And they kind of do that to us now, right? They want to dumb everything down. They want to keep dictionary words fluid. I mean, seriously. Even, was it Google? Want to change the meaning of fascism. Well, they don't have a right to do that. See, words don't change meaning based on what society believes them to mean, because you could go to what do we have, 57 states? You could go to every state and get a different meaning, description, definition of what a word means. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me, the time we spend together on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. So my latest piece that we'll discuss, because it always works out better that way. When I see how that, and I grew up in an area where this was very prevalent. And when I see what the Dems are doing right now, I have to stop and say to myself, this looks so familiar. I've seen this kind of action before. Now, the days and, you know, as the weeks go on, and FBI Director James Comey, you know, been fired. Now, it's really turned up the heat on the Democrats, right? Seriously. Then some of you are looking at the radio or thinking, what do you mean it's turned up the heat on the Democrats? Right? I say this because up until November 8th, right? The Dems were the American... Listen, I hear that sound here in my head. We'll hit this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I don't want to lose the momentum. We'll be back in a minute. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. And I do mean that. You know, head over to the website, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there on the website. You can read some of the articles that our people have written. And just get involved in the conversation as a whole, seriously. Because, you know, that's sitting there yelling at the radio, yelling at me, screaming your opinion into the air, it doesn't really help. It helps when we're all involved. We're all working towards the same thing. Only at least listen to find out where we're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Again, I listen to you guys, believe it or not. I listen to what you have to say. I go out and grab some of these stories. It makes me nuts. Because I just can't, sometimes I just can't believe that people believe such ways. But then I get an idea of how you believe. I get an idea of what you're talking about. So, before the break, we were talking about how it seems like some of the tactics, the way they're working, the things they're doing, the Mafia and the Dems seem to have borrowed either each other's playbooks or whatever. So since the director's been fired, the heat of the Democrats, like I said, has been really turned up, right? Now, some of you don't really understand what I'm talking about here. But think about this. Really give this some thought, right? So up until November 8th, the Dems were the poster child for the American Psychiatric Association's Jekyll and Hyde syndrome, right? I mean, think about where they were before that, because they had control, and they really thought that the rest of the country thought like they did, and there was no way that the Republicans were getting any power. They definitely weren't going to get the presidentship. Even the presidency, with a nut job like Trump out there, wasn't going to happen. Uh-huh. The so-called tampering in the recent presidential election, right, it showed emails released by the Russian WikiLeaks. Now, that's according to Mrs. Clinton. She said it, her words, not mine. Right? Disclosing in an unfiltered detail how the Democrats really felt about their rank and file. Come on. You know, I'm driving this point home. I've been on this mantra for weeks because nobody else wants to do it. And don't say that nobody else cares because it's not true. Now, they keep talking about how the Russians influenced the election by hacking the DNC server. Now, I want you to think about what that means. So they broke the law. They hacked the server. This is what they're mad about. They're mad about something that was done illegally. They're not mad about everything that's being leaked out of the White House that's being done illegally. That's okay for them because they see it as an upside for them. That's why I say they're hypocrites. So Mrs. Clinton says the election was tampered with because the Russian WikiLeaks arm released unfiltered details on how the Democrats felt about their rank and file, right? Those average working Americans, that's who they are, that's what they keep telling us. In those emails, they made fun of Mexicans and blacks and Jews and anybody who didn't think or was as smart or went to school like they did. We saw firsthand in those emails that from day one, they had no intention of allowing Bernie Sanders to ever win. Matter of fact, I've got another story tonight we'll do later on. That this is a class action lawsuit against the DNC. For lots of money. I'm talking big bucks. Because of what they did. And the DNC lawyers have confessed that they've done that, that they did this. That they worked to suppress the outcome for Bernie. Now, they must have felt that she was in trouble or they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have looked at doing it, don't you think? Why would you spend money on something if you were sure that it wasn't going to happen? What do you think? But you saw firsthand in those emails, like I said, from day one, not only did they not want, they weren't going to allow Bernie Sanders to win, but they were going to do whatever the, think about it. They saw Bernie Sanders as an easy mark in the South because he was Jewish. They were going to use the Jewish card against him. Where's the outrage? They wrote it. You know, do you guys realize they never denied one of these emails? Not one. Come on. It's not that hard to figure out, so they got to be true. I don't know why they wouldn't if they were not real, if they were tampered with, then why wouldn't you come out and say, I'm sorry, I didn't write that, or that's not what I wrote. That's different than what I wrote. It's been tampered with. No, they didn't do that. We saw firsthand after being told questions were never given to the candidates in advance. Remember, what was it? Down in Brazil. I know firsthand the persecution of a black Christian woman. My God, she threw them all out there. That's like a trifecta of racism, right? And bigotry. And woman haters. A black female Christian. Oh, my God. So everybody kind of backed off and, okay, she played it. She played it well. But then she came back around when it was found out via emails and other ways that that wasn't true. She did release the questions. She did give the questions out early that she got from CNN. And that the media was working with the Dems. I'm sorry, who worked with who to influence the election? Mainstream media worked with the Dems to influence the election. And not just Bernie Sanders, because they weren't that harsh on Bernie Sanders. They just played her up to be the goddess that she isn't. So again, like I said, beautiful play. If it had any truth to it, beautiful play by Donna Brazile, don't you think? But as always happens in these Clinton debacles, she had to come and she had to ask for forgiveness. Now, are you following this lying, cheating cover-up, you know, speaking ill of races, ethnicities, and females, working against one of their own while insisting that it wasn't happening? All these issues? Who on the left was outraged? Other than the young people that were backing Bernie, which one of you seasoned Democrats were really upset about this? I'll wait. So, then the beauty was, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is caught coordinating all this. She's the point guy. She was promoting and organizing this and pulling people together. And making sure that emails and certain stories got out a certain way. She was doing all of this to make sure that Hillary won. Isn't that an open and democratic process? Because if that's what that party is about, you never stand a chance. And when she got caught, when she was forced to step down, she went and got promoted to the only position where her skills could be used. And that was as a consultant for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Isn't that wonderful? Got more after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Free rides here. Never a free ride. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. Seriously, if I sell like 25 books, I get to buy a new shirt. Shows you how many millions of dollars I'm making. No, it's just to give you a leg up, right? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, everything you've been taught to hate, conditioned to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't have to. You really don't. You know, I'll get into it later on, but the violence, the attitude of Americans, the attitudes of people today, I believe It's a large part of what we've seen happen over the last 8 years. Now, I know it goes deeper than that and longer than that, but I think it's been accelerated, you know, like a fire accelerator. It's been accelerated over the last 8 years because it's been allowed. It's been approved. It's been okayed. It's all right for people, you know, in Baltimore to burn down stores, to set things on fire, to beat up cops. It's all become okay. We've killed cops over the years. You know, when was the last time you saw the other night that Donald Trump lit up the White House with Blue Lives Matter, right, in respect and honor of our police department? When did you see Mr. Oblamo do that? Oh, he lit it up when there was, what was it, the same-sex marriage night. Oh, it was all set and ready to go with that. But Blue Lives Matter, with all the cops that were killed under his watch, yeah, not a big deal. Somebody in Facebook feed said they wish I would stop making the mafia look so bad. But I love this stuff. You know, people don't really line it all up. And we'll talk a little bit, too. You know, the piece when I said that the Dems have nothing on the mafia, or I'm sorry, the Sicilian mafia has nothing on the Dems, is because look at how they operate. They throw their own under a bus. You deviate from loyalty one iota, and you don't even have to deviate from loyalty. You can do everything you're told to do the way you're told to do it, and you're still out. Right? Wasserman Schultz, as I was saying earlier, she was promoted to a job that she obviously could handle because she had done it. Now, she may have got caught, but she did it well before that point, didn't she? So she got promoted to one of Hillary Clinton's, you know, campaign advisors. So here's a woman who did everything she could to make sure that Bernie Sanders didn't win, instead of being thrown out of the party, because aren't they the party of free choice? Aren't they the party of the people? But I guess the only people in the party of is Hillary's people. Now, with this, all this evidence and proof, we were told there's nothing to see here. Not just us. Their own rank and file were told there was nothing to see here. Move along. No one's feet were held to the fire. No one was held responsible for anything. Nobody was even held to answer for anything. Wasserman Schultz was the only one that really they took action against, and the action was to get her a job with Hillary's team. Isn't that wonderful? Oh. So if there was no action taken against these people in the Democratic Party, the Clintons, the Obamas, Senator Chuck Schumer, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of the Democrat leadership, they must be complicit in these vile acts. If they didn't see anything wrong with these things, if there was no problem what was said, what was printed, what was spewed, then you don't respond to it. And that's exactly what they did. They didn't respond to it. By the way, there's a poll up. You know that poll I keep telling you about on the website? The poll was Trump right in firing Comey? 37% of you said 66 votes. There was 177 votes total so far. What took so long? 34 votes, 19% said no. Yes, another 77 votes for 44%. So over 70, well, about 70% of the vote was yeah, he had to go. Now back to the same group that that called many times for the ouster of FBI Director Comey, as you heard over and over again, stating that he was untrustworthy, he was incompetent, and that he compromised the department and our national security. Many of those same Democrats called for his immediate removal. Congresswoman Maxine Waters stated this week that if Hillary were president, then firing Comey would have been okay. But since it was Trump, it had to be a cover-up for something bigger and worse. Because, you know, the Clintons are stellar Americans with the impeccable record of service, right, to themselves, not to the country. They're just hypocrites. The Haitian people have been picketing their foundation headquarters now for years. All they want is an audit of the Haitian money because they can't find it. It's gone. The money did not get to the people it needed to get to. But we can't get an audit. Why? What are they covering up? Come on, think about it. What are they covering up? Now, the Dems were just sure that Comey was getting closer. And as you heard today, there were notes taken by Comey, and I guess it went out in an email or it went out in some memo. And the reason I keep saying that, I guess, is because apparently an anonymous person, isn't that funny? We can't have an illegal person, but we can have an anonymous person. Anyway, an anonymous person found an email or a memo, and the email or memo wasn't sent to the reporter. It was simply read over the phone, and then they took that and they ran with that as gospel truth. Now, can you imagine if we did that? I mean, they got mad at us when we had copies of the emails that were sent by Hillary, and we were accusing her of sending classified information, and they got mad at us that there was no proof, even though we're holding the proof in our hands. So again, as I say, they've written the direction to have the dictionary to have a whole different meaning. So they're sure that the only reason Comey was moved along was because Trump was dirty. And that was evidenced by, you know, Comey asking for more money for the investigation, which also turned out to be fake news. It was wrong as well. According to the acting director, McCabe, they needed no more resources. They had over 160 agents working the case. They had money to make it happen. Right? Then he was asked if the firing would hamper the investigation in any way. Would it slow it down at all? Would it make it harder to happen? His answer again was simply no. Now, either the Dems are buffoons because they believe that only one guy runs the FBI, that the FBI is, the investigation is done by one person. This is just wrong in so many ways. They're wrong. They're off. It didn't even slow it down. With all those capable agents, you know, they talk about how much trust they have in these agencies. Do they really? The only one who could keep it together was Comey. That's what they'll tell you. So they really believed, so think about this, they really believed that an incompetent leader, one that didn't have integrity, their words, incompetent, untrustworthy, should be at the helm of the FBI, which shows you what they think leadership, the qualities that leadership should have, don't you think? One of the words that they use to describe him, again, incompetent. Why would the Democrats want the security of our nation in the hands of an incompetent human being? This guy had to come back time after time after time to correct his testimony. And I don't believe it was because he was lying. That's my personal opinion. But when he got up there and he said that Aberdeen had sent hundreds of thousands of emails, and they go, no, tens of thousands. I believe it was just a mistake. He meant to say tens of thousands. He said hundreds. It's okay. It happens. We all do it. And his Democrats without one shred of evidence don't want you to believe that Mr. Trump and his team is in the pocket of Vladimir Putin and the Russian government. Somehow he's going to give Russia the upper hand in American politics. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with these people. They're outraged that Mr. Trump mentioned while he was campaigning that if the Russians hacked Hillary's email server, they should release her the documents that they got. How dare he ask them to get involved? They forgot about Ted Kennedy. There was no outrage there when Ted Kennedy asked the Russians to get involved in his run for president. And he was willing to supply them with intel on his opponent and wanted them to release the intel at the proper times. That was okay. Now, we're all fixated on Comey, right? The health care bill is out there. We've still got appointments to make. We've got the little guy out there in North Korea with his finger on a button trying to create bombs that'll make it all the way here. We got stuff going on all over the world. And CNN's worried about whether it was okay, whether it was politically correct for President Trump to get two scoops of ice cream at an event. Really? They want us to take them seriously. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. I gotta go get a drink. I'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Joe 855-732-5563. Do be involved in the conversation. Do be part of the conversation. And do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. How do you know you beat me to the joke, Rhett? I mean, to the drink, Rhett. I might have been all over that before you even knew about it. How do you know that picture is a picture of me? I might have an overlay there. Also, Sandy from Maryland, I want to welcome you to the show. Appreciate the time that you're spending. I appreciate the time that you're all spending with me. But I do appreciate the time. And I like when you call out where you're from and I get to those posts. I don't always get to them, but I do appreciate it. I was talking about the Democrats being better at some of these things than the Mafia. And I know it makes some of you crazy, some of you that listen that don't pipe up, but makes some of you crazy. But when you think about what you guys do, what you've done, what you continue to do in that party, the way you come against your own, it's always amazing to me. And you let them slide. The rank and file lets them slide on a regular basis because they've been taught or they believe that they're the best people for the job. And all this talk about President Trump giving away secrets, did everybody forget when Obama gave the British nuclear secrets to Russia? Anybody remember that at all?
And, you know, there's not just talk of, but there's proof that Bill Clinton actually gave some of our military secrets to the Chinese for campaign contributions. There are so many of these things that we can have fun with.
Well, I can have fun with them. You might find them really boring. Remember when
Romney told Obama that Russia was our problem? And he wasn't interested in hearing it. He actually thought he was crazy. You know, and we've got to understand something, people. This, a lot of conservatives, when they voted Donald Trump in, they voted others in, they gave them the Senate and the House. A lot said, okay, you're in, it's your headache, now take care of it. It does not work that way. You're talking to somebody who had the same similar situation. And just because, and you conservatives think on a regular basis that it's over. Once you get us in, we've got it covered, we've got it handled, we don't need your help anymore. And it's so not true. Why did it take, and I know some of you say, no, I don't want to get in a fight, I didn't want this, I didn't want that. Why did it take so long for us to wind up and get involved in all those resistance protests? Well, they were riots. We were protesting. And I'm not just trying to sell a shirt, but I even created shirts that say hashtag stand on them for a reason. I want you to stand for your liberty. I want you to stand for what it is you're doing. I want you to stand out in the crowd. The red shirts, white prim. Okay? And they say stand for America. Stand to make America great. Stand against the resistance. Because they're not resisting. You got to understand something. Those people resisting that are the rioters, they're not resisting democracy. They're not resisting to help support the Constitution. They're resisting a constitutional process that took place that they don't like. You know, they said that Barack Obama had all this pushback on him because he was black, right? Well, let me tell you what. Donald Trump has got all this pushback by the Dems merely and simply because he's a conservative Republican. And they don't like him. That's really what it boils down to, right? But this truly is a fight for our country. This is not a fight for an ideology. This is not a fight for what you believe or what I believe in just a philosophical viewpoint. This is a fight for the continued religious freedom of our countries, for the freedom of Americans, for your freedom of speech. Look at what's going on college campuses. When it comes to people, they're keeping people from speaking. Look at this. And this will give you an idea of what this country would look like if the libs were in charge. So we're focused on all this stuff that we shouldn't have. You know, these guys are good. They're just like magicians. If you've ever seen a magician, a real magician in the show, they can pull everything over on you. Who was that guy that used to make elephants disappear? Sleight of hand. Knew how to use smoke and mirrors. Well, what do you think the Dems are doing right now? They're doing the same thing. They've got their rank and file fooled, but they don't have their general rank and file fooled. You know, I don't know if some of you know this. I've been a pilot for years. I haven't flown in years, but I've been a pilot for almost 30 years. And when I was flying regularly, one of the things that always scared us was the pilot who knew everything. Now think about that. The guy you couldn't teach, the guy you couldn't tell anything to, the guy who thought he had it all covered. Some of you remember Gary Powers, the U-2 pilot that was shot down and then traded back to America. You know, he died in the helicopter crash. You know why he died in the helicopter crash? Because he wouldn't take lessons, because he wouldn't go out and learn how to fly the vehicle properly, learn what he needed to know about the aircraft, because he knew everything. And that's why he died. Now, no disrespect to the family or what have you. Just saying. The fact is there. That's what makes you dangerous. People who believe they never make mistakes. People who can't be taught. Those are problematic people. And the Democratic leadership believes that they know more about life. They know more about education. They know more about health care than you or I or any other person that's a professional in that area. And listen. It may sound like I'm painting with a broad brush, but I'm not, because I have family that are Democrats. I love them. They're smart people. They're good people. They probably vote more like Republicans than they do Democrats. But right now, especially the Dem leadership, they are very dangerous. And the Dems that follow them blindly, they are also very dangerous. And mostly it's because they don't want equality. They want control. And when you think about it, the Democrat leadership are the real bullies. Right? I mean, they tell their fellow electives what to do, when to do, how to do, what to say, or else they'll get the crappy committee assignments. Right? They won't get the money for their elections. Come on, think it all through, and you'll see what I'm talking about here. Now, the level of thuggery by which the Democratic Party leadership does, it can only be taught by the mafia itself, and I'm not so sure anymore. The Democrats have used the same mantras for years, and they don't realize. They're so blinded by their own hate, they don't realize that they're not working. Right? Republicans hate women, children, clean air, clean water, immigration, sick people, old people, the earth, pot smokers, poor people, and anyone in the LGBT community. Man, we're a busy lot of haters, aren't we? I think they're just a bunch of fear-mongering bullies. They want to make it look like you're the bad guy. They call themselves a Big Ten party. Not so much. The only way you're allowed into that tent is if you are 100% on board with them. Right? Since Trump has been elected, I haven't seen any blacks put in chains, have you? That's what Joe Biden said would happen. Women have not had their rights to vote or to have abortions taken away. Minorities still have the right to vote, last I checked. Schools are still teaching all children. Al Sharpton and all those other MSNBC hosts are still out of jail, even though they owe millions in taxes, and the only thing they can fixate on is what Donald Trump might owe, might be hiding in his taxes. That's the best he can do. Isn't this just crazy? And the reason I say there is a long list of people that came up suddenly missing and dead when they were involved with the Clintons. Now, Seth Rich has come to the surface again, because we find out that he sent 44,000 internal DNC emails to WikiLeaks. And guess what? He's not Russian. All right? And he was found dead. And if you recall, Assange said that it was an insider. It was a DNC insider that sent him the info, but the Democrats would have nothing to do with it. They wouldn't believe it. And then he comes up dead. And now we found out all those emails came from him. Isn't that great? And Rich sent all those emails before May 21st. The Democratic National Convention, or committee emails, spanned between 2015 and 2016. Now, the media has been blaming Russia. But we know. See, here's how I look at it. When the media, mainstream media, blames a group, a person, or a certain situation, I immediately look 180 degrees in the other direction. Because I know that's where the real truth is. Because they can't find the truth. No, they really can't. And I didn't get to the Chicago Blackhawks story. I'll do that the next time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Yes, we will talk about the Blackhawks shirt and how that is a major no-no to wear around it now. Also, that teen that died a while back, they come to find out that he died. Well, you'll have to tune back in to find out, because it has to do with a concoction of Mountain Dew, latte, and an energy drink. We'll be back in a little bit.